Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman. My name is Avram Goldar, and now it's time for our Grand Pop Quiz. 21 questions on 21 topics covering 7 blocks, going from Daf Mem Dalet all the way to Daf Nun. Here we go. So number 1, we're going to learn about the issue about forgetting Yal V'Yavo in Tefillah and benching, the difference why in Tefillah you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, where in benching, if you forgot Yal V'Yavo, you do not have to repeat the benching. That's on Daf Mem Tes. Great. Number 2, where do we learn that two people can make the third person in their group interrupt his meal to join their Zeman, but he can't make them join his Zeman if he wants to stop and they do not? That's on Daf Mem Hey. Great. Number 3, where do we learn that the Baal Bais is Botzei? He's the one who breaks the bread, but it's the guest who leads the Birchas Hamazon, so he can say the Yehi Ratzon. That's on Daf Mem Vav. Good. Number 4, where do we learn that in Chutzarts we end the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh Al HaPeros, where in Eretz Yisrael we say Al HaPeros Seha? That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 5, which Daf do we learn about the authorship of the various Barachas within Birchas HaMazon? Moshe, Yeshua, David Melech, Shlomo Melech. That's on Daf Mem Ches. Excellent. Number 6, where do we learn about the 10 requirements for the Kos Shel Bracha, the Kos, making the Bracha on the wine by Birchas HaMazon? That's on Daf Nun. Good. Number 7, where do we have the question whether two people can make a zimun or not? That's on Daf Mem Hey. Good. Number 8, which Daf do we in all the improper ways one can say Amen? Amen Chatufa, Amen Ketufa, Amen Yesoma, and so on. That's on Daf Mem Zion. Number 9, where do we have the Malchokas regarding how many people need to eat bread to join in a 10-man zimun? That's on Daf Mem Ches. Good. Number 10, where do the Malchus are with the minimum amount of bread that is eaten to require someone to join a Zimun? That's on Daf Mem Tes. Excellent. Number 11, where do we learn what a Zimun includes, whether it goes up through Nevarech or all the way through Hazan? That's on Daf Mem Vav. Good. Number 12, where do we learn what one should do if you forgot to make a bracha? That's on Daf Nun. Great. Number 13, where do we have the list of various opinions regarding what defines an Amma Arts? That's on Daf Mem Zion. Good. Number 14, where do we learn the sources for the various brachas within Birchas HaMazon? That's on Daf Mem Ches. Good. Number 15, where do we learn about the peros of Genesar, the fruits of Genesar? They were so sweet, they need to be salted, and bread eaten with them would be considered tuffle to them. That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Good. Number 16, where do we have the various proofs that the bracha of HaTova HaMeitiv is of the Rabbanan? That's on Daf Mem Vav. Good. Number 17, where do we learn Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilos? Chavilos, one shouldn't bundle up mitzvahs together. The example being putting two different items within the conclusion of a bracha. That's on Daf Mem Tes. Good. Number 18, where do we have the two sources that are brought for making a zimun? That's on Daf Mem Hey. Good. Number 19. Where do we learn that one should not break bread? There should not be botzei before everybody finishes saying Amen. That's on Daf Mem Zion. Good. Number 20. Where do we have the three things that the Malach HaMavis said, the angel of death said, to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? That's on Daf Nun. Good. Excellent. And question number 21. Where do the Malachos regarding what one makes a brain of fashos on? That's on Daf Mem Dog. Excellent. So that concludes today's Grand Pop Quiz. Remember, you should always come back to the quiz just to practice. Make sure you have the simanim down well with fluency, and we'll just keep building from here. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.